Earlier in Andrea's report, we heard the Secretary of Health and Human Services contending with a raucous crowd the other day in Philadelphia. I spoke earlier today with the Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, and I asked what message she took away after facing that public anger.
Well, I think that democracy is alive and well in Philadelphia. I knew that there was likely to be an interesting dialogue when some in the audience booed the director of the Constitution Center who stood to welcome everyone. So it was clear to me from the outset that there were definitely some folks in the audience who were not interested in any conversation, but more were there to disrupt the folks from a conversation about health reform.
Do you think that those protests are purely orchestrated, or do they reflect any genuine unease with the direction that this healthcare overhaul is going?
Well, I don't think there's any more personal issue to the American people than healthcare. Everyone has a personal story situation, a member of the family, a child, a parent, where either healthcare was really good or really bad or fell somewhere in the middle. I spent 8 years as insurance commissioner with people who fought every day with insurance companies
in
using our
Kansas.
Office as an ally, trying to get the benefits they had paid for. So, you know, this is, I think, a real and personal situation. And what I think is unfortunate is there is a lot of misinformation being intentionally pushed out to folks who right now have health care. And I think there's no question that the intent is to really scare people.
If you look at polling on this issue, even if people say, look, I support an overhaul of the healthcare system, they also say, I'm happy. Most of them say, I'm happy with my own personal coverage. And I wonder how much of a complication that is for you as you make your case of what's in it for people individually.
Well, I think the I'm happy with my coverage definitely has a limit. If you ask the next question, have your costs gone up in the last 3 or 4 years? Absolutely. Are you paying more out of pocket? Yes. How long can you afford that? I don't know. What if your kid graduates from college and goes off your family plan? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what happens next. So I think even among a lot of Americans, 180 million Americans have employer-based coverage, and a lot of people are pretty satisfied with right now. But we also know that there are some 12,000 people every day who lose coverage in part because of the economic downturn, or people who watch their coverage be affordable 1 year only to find out that the next year they're looking at 50%, 35% cost increases. And an insurance market that picks and chooses, companies who say you get coverage and you don't, knowing that it's a lot cheaper to insure people who won't get sick than people who do get sick.
Secretary Sebelius, I want to ask you about the role of health insurance companies. We do hear members of the Obama administration now calling this health insurance reform, becoming much more vocal in blaming the insurance companies. Today, the head of the main health insurance trade group said, look, their industry shouldn't be demonized. She said it's a campaign to distract attention away from the sinking support for a government-run program. What's your message to the insurance companies? How do you counter that?
Well, I think that the insurance industry from day one has been a very vocal and, frankly, effective opponent, arguing against competition in the insurance market. They have consistently opposed any sort of a public option, recognizing that in many parts of the country, absent the creation of a public option, they would have no competition. There would be a monopoly of one company who would have a whole lot of new customers and very little incentive to hold down costs.
Are the insurance companies villains, as the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, called them last week?
I think they are businessmen and women who are operating with a set of rules that have been in place for a long time. And you know, this isn't rocket science. It is a lot cheaper to collect a premium and not pay claims than it is to collect a premium and pay claims. That's been the rules that they've operated on. They're not breaking the law. They're not you know, doing anything other than making money for their shareholders and their companies. What health reform is about fundamentally is changing some of the operating rules, making sure that as more Americans would have a responsibility to purchase coverage, if we say employers should provide coverage for their employees, part of that bargain is then that the insurance companies who are going to be looking at millions of new customers also have to fundamentally change the way they do business. And it's about new consumer protections, so they can't pick and choose who comes in. But also it's about competition, which I think is a great open market principle. Competition is the best way to hold down costs, and giving consumer choices and having real competition in the marketplace, I think, is part of the new rules that health reform would provide.
We've been talking with Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Thanks very much.
Thanks for visiting with me.